broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called Muzak for the Observant. It's on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. This weekend, on Saturday, which is August 12th, 2017, CITR is going to be putting on a show at the Wise Lounge with a couple of bands and maybe various DJs. Those bands being Kellarissa and Ace Martins. It's going to be a very nice show this Saturday night. And today, this afternoon, I'm going to have a chat with Ace Martins. Ace Martins himself, the essence behind the name of the band, Ace Martins. Is that an eponymous name? Unsure. Anyhow, going to get Ace on the phone here in a bit and have a chat with him, talk about the band, the music, the spirit, the show on Saturday, and I'm sure other esoterica. To start things off, before I get Ace on the line, we're going to listen to a couple songs inspired by Ace, some of his personal favorites to get into the mood, the mindset of hearing the man speak. We're going to listen to a song from the Red House Painters album, Songs for a Blue Guitar. And we're going to listen to the track Make Like Paper. And then we might hear a little bit of The Cure afterwards. And after that, we'll get Ace live on the line for a chat. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 11.9 FM. This is Muzak for the Observant. Thank you.
Please make that paper.
Fascination Street. That was The Cure. Fascination Street from Disintegration here on Music for the Observance, CITR 101.9 FM. Joined now over the phone by Ace Martins. How are you doing?
Hey, Andy. I'm good.
Hope those two songs to start the show lifted your spirits.
Great tracks. I listened intently.
Mm-hmm. As you can only do and pay total attention for 12 minutes during the Red House Painters Make Like Paper. And then who wouldn't be enthralled and fascinated by any track from The Cure's
Disintegration? A lot of people say specifically that they don't like Fascination Street, and I don't get it, because that's clearly the best song that they've ever done.
It's not even close.
Clearly. Like.
Yes. Okay. Anyhow, so those were two tracks. Not, you didn't request those of me, but I came up with them as to pave the way for listeners to be prepared to listen to you speak and to be in the right frame of mind when you in fact have now arrived. Anyhow, so main reason got you to call in this afternoon is because this Saturday, CITR is putting on a show at the Wise Lounge, featuring your band, Ace Martins and Kellarissa. Do you want to chat about it a little bit?
This weekend, Saturday, CITR is putting on a show, the Wise Lounge, with my band and Kellarissa.
Nice. but one important factor. So I also have your Bandcamp pulled up right now, because after we part ways, we're gonna leave with Ace Martins track eventually. But one of the tags is lounge. You would consider yourself music.
Lounge.
And so I think it's gonna be a fitting show.
I don't know that it's straight lounge. It's more like lounge rock.
Lounge core?
Dreams. It's like, you know, I was talking to Sarah about this the other day, that we need to spice up our genre descriptions. I think we're like updated adult contemporary.
Okay.
Like contemporary adult contemporary.
Is that something that you've come to accept, or is that something that you embrace? And
no, I think that's what's meant when we would say it was like lounge rock or lounge pop or whatever. Is that I think having a strong degree of tunefulness is something that maybe is associated with adult contemporary music, but we're all like punk fans or post-punk fans or. Mm-hmm. You know, we listen to a lot of music like that, and so incorporating, you know, tuneful, melodic, kind of croonery songs, but done the way people who grew up listening to punk rock would do them, and not necessarily the way people who grew up listening to Perry Como would do them.
Mm-hmm. And then occasional guitar freakouts when you're allowed.
Oh yeah, definitely guitar solos too. So it's adult contemporary with guitar solos.
Okay, great. Wait, the Spaceman 3 guitar solos. Is there anything special that anyone actually, well, there would be if someone hasn't seen you play in a while. You've got a lot of new songs and
We debuted a few new songs last time we played, which was during Music Waste. And we have a couple more new songs that we're going to debut for the show on Saturday. I think we're working towards trying to write a new record, so we're trying out some new things.
Great.
And I'm excited to play some songs in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
that we haven't done so before. I think it's a great way to test out songs, see if they work or not.
Yeah, and see what improvised changes might happen that make it better or worse.
Yeah, exactly. So, usually I would say improvised changes do not make anything better ever. But we'll, you know, we'll jam out. We'll see how it goes.
Jam out. But what if that leads to a 5-minute guitar solo?
Oh, it might. It's just, you know, that'll be it'll be well thought out.
And in general, is that going in any sort of other direction? Because technically, when the last tape came out, you pretty much had the lineup that you're playing with now, but the recordings were without your bass player that's playing with you now. So is there any sort of different change that's caused in the way the music sounds? Or
yeah, I think we've like the lineup of the group has shifted a bunch, actually, in that first year I was playing, going from just myself to where it is with the current lineup. And I think that we have sort of grown together as a band. I think we feel way more like a band. And I think that the music now is maybe a bit more reflective of that. Like, I think it's a bit more fun, and it's more like band music as opposed to, you know, something that sounds like I wrote about myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And maybe that's something I could just hear in my own head, but I think that support of playing in a group and the songs coming from the place of a group has changed the sound and the style a little bit.
Mm-hmm. To the point where there are whispers of a brand change.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know how that goes. You got to start with the band name. You can't change it midway. I don't know. We'll see. I don't.
But right now we're rolling with Ace Martins. It's well branded.
Yeah.
It's got
a ring to it, I think.
Yeah, of course. Of course. The common question you would always get is that your real name?
Yeah, but I've been getting that my whole life.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's another few more years of that? I mean, hopefully more than a few years in the grand scheme of things. I hope I don't die or something.
I was thinking before I settled on Red House Painters and The Cure to start the show, I was going to play something from Ace Frehley, but I didn't want to come across as blatantly rude to you or offensive.
No, I think maybe if you played like a YouTube medley clip of Ace Ventura clips.
Okay, yeah,
that would be rude. But you know, I grew up like I'm named after Ace Frehley, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mother was a big fan. So, you know, I grew up listening to Kiss a lot. Actually, mm-hmm. Listening to a lot of Kiss.
That's great.
I know it. I know that Ace Frehley solo album, I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
it was Back in the New York Groove or something on it. That was a great song.
Wait.
No, not the new one. Okay. Oh, the new one's atrocious. But, sorry, Ace, if you're listening.
No, but he still rocks. It's just the point, I guess the point being, like, you just have the rock and roll spirit. And
I
so,
do.
And
yeah.
Ace Frehley also embodies that.
Exactly, the rock and roll spirit. And so I think, you know, my goal is maybe to channel that rock and roll spirit whilst not being derivative of it.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if Ace Frehley managed that on his last record, actually.
Yeah, he's looking a little bit hunchbacked or something. But I don't know. He has guitars still. anyway, to remind people what's going on. So I'm joined by Ace Martins, live here on CITR 101.9 FM. Ace Martins and his band are playing this Saturday, The Wise Lounge, with Kellarissa, who we'll also hear a track from in a bit. And the show, Wise Hall and Lounge address, there's 1882 Adenac Street. Which, actually, fun fact, Ace, I don't know if you've ever thought about this. Adanac is Canada spelled backwards. I never knew that.
No way. Is that why it's called Adanac?
Yeah. Is that weird?
That's crazy.
Never. Someone posted that.
Are there other
actually
streets?
Kind of shocked
is Victoria
me.
Like Albania backwards or something?
Yeah,
or?
I don't know. But yeah, interesting. Fun fact. 1882 Adanac Street, Wise Hall Lounge. Show's actually free, so get in by donation. So it'll be just a nice, nice evening of music. Have some CITR DJs. Maybe, Ace, you can suggest songs to be DJ'd.
You're the DJ, right?
Well, it might end up that way. It's not a guarantee. It may end up that I'm the DJ. So, so open to suggestions, as ever. Yeah, and are there any other last words, last comments you wanna make about the show? I guess tomorrow afternoon, your bandmate will be joining Duncan on air.
Duncan Sarah is going to be live on Dunkin' Donuts. I think is Larissa on Duncan's show?
Yeah,
as well?
I believe Larissa will have an interview on there as well. So,
so not to be missed, must see. Radio, yes. Entertainment all week.
Yes.
No, I think it's gonna be a great show. Not to miss. Very excited to hear Larissa's set as well. I understand that she's also working on some new material, so I think that's very exciting. I'm sure she'll talk about that with Duncan tomorrow. It'll be great.
Do you have any random? What is going on?
I'm on sunny Granville Island.
Okay. Do you have any random gifts? GIFTS gifts. If somebody were to come up to you at the show on Saturday and say, "Hey, I heard you on the radio," would you have a little gift for anybody? Knickknacks.
I think I will.
Okay.
Of little random gifts.
Contemplate.
For people.
And if anyone out there comes to the show on Saturday, or if they hear this in the future, if we post this and someone listens to it.
If they haven't missed the show.
Come up to Ace.
And there will be something special.
I assume it'll be clear who you are. I assume you'll have an outfit ready.
Yeah. It'll have my name all over. I'll be real. No. I think that's a great idea, Andy.
Okay. Great. I'll relay that to Sarah and she can do the same thing. All right. So last time, this Saturday, the Wise Lounge, Ace Martin's Kelrissa. We're gonna listen to an Ace Martin's track to sign off. Which one would you like? Probably I'm gonna play one from Palm Springs. Which one would you want from
you
there?
So which one do I want?
Yeah.
Which one do you want, Andy?
Which one do I want? I was probably gonna play Baby Blue.
Oh, that song? No. That's a great song. Play okay. Baby Blue. Very
okay.
Proud of that song.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to listen to Baby Blue by Ace Martin from their latest tape, Palm Springs. Come to the Wise Hall on Saturday to hear their new ones that will be on, I'm sure, an upcoming tape or record. And say hi to Ace and get a gift. Thanks for joining, Ace. And,
thanks, Andy.
Yeah. I will talk to you later.
See you Saturday.
Thank you. Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Is the track Superstar by Vancouver artist Calarissa, who is going to be playing this Saturday at the Wise Lounge as part of a show that CITR is putting on. Calarissa is going to be joined by Ace Martins this Saturday night. And if you've been tuned in here to Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM, it's on every Wednesday from 2 to 3. You've heard an interview with Ace of Ace Martins called in, had a chat, and then we listened to a song of his from their latest tape called Palm Springs. The song was called Baby Blue, and then the song you just heard was Superstar by Calarissa. Again, they'll be playing this Saturday at the Wise Lounge. Entry is by donation. Low-key, good times. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a who's who of something or other. Great, so thanks again to Ace for calling in and chatting. Tune in tomorrow afternoon to Dunkin's Donuts, which will be at noon, from noon to one. You'll hear from another member of Ace Martins. Sarah Cordingley is going to drop in for a chat. And I believe there will also be an interview with Larissa of Calarissa. Great. To wrap up the show this week, just got a couple of other tracks here. I'm going to listen to a song by the Cyrillic Typewriter, local experimental group. Their last album is called Your True Emblem. I'm going to listen to a song called Sad Mud. This is the reason I got to this point was this was put out by Jazz Records, and Jason Zampano of Jazz Records works and books with the Wise Hall. So it's all connected. And then finish up the show maybe with some Colin Cowan, his new record, Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars. It's called Cosmos in Summer. He joined me on this show and played a few acoustic songs and whatnot just a couple weeks ago. So we're going to hear a track off of that new record to close things out. Thank you all for listening. This has been Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM.
Twilight, sunrise. in the land.